May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A jeweler can extol the virtues of a traditional cut diamond. The various angles of each cut and each facet allow the light to reflect and refract in a myriad different ways in order to achieve optimum sparkle. Multiple cuts, many colors, variegated angles, but it is still one diamond. In a similar way, St. Paul describes the single gift of the Spirit to God's people as variegated in the ways that that very Spirit operates to build up the body of Christ. The Corinthians were quite enamored, in fact, with the many ways that the Holy Spirit supernaturally empowered people to understand and demonstrate the gospel. And today as well, many Christians are avid quiz takers looking to try to find out what my spiritual gifts are. But the dangers that the ancient church at Corinth and that contemporary church in America face are similar. We let the dazzle of the supernatural flashes of God's Spirit at work distract us from the unity and corporate strength that wonderful jewel that Jesus gives us as the Spirit, the down payment for our redemption, is intended to bring. The Spirit is a gift to the whole church, not just my parish or my person. Likewise, the Holy Spirit himself is God's gift, not merely the effects of healing, proclaiming, service, or learning that the Spirit produces. Our spiritual gift is the Spirit, living and moving in and among Christ's people. The graces, the charismata, for any Greek nerds out there, often translated as spiritual gifts, these graces are the glorious after effects of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives as the family of God. Therefore, we need to be wary of too much talk about my spiritual gift. You can't own the Holy Spirit any more than you can own the air that's blowing through the sanctuary right now. Our Father graciously fills us with his very breath, the indwelling presence of God in all who believe. Too many Christians end up in games of one-upmanship with that my spiritual gift line of thinking. We see how God uses one person, say preaching, and then think that how the Spirit uses her is somehow more important than the man who quietly and cheerfully serves on altar guild. Or worse, we compare ourselves with someone who is being used by God similarly as we are. I served more hungry people at the food pantry than you. In fact, it was just that very line of thinking that the Apostle Paul was trying to nip in the bud in Corinth. So he kept hammering home that we are part of one body and filled with the same Spirit over and over again in the passage that we read today. Then why do we go off the deep end, trying to measure against one another just how the Spirit of God is motivating each one of us to action? Maybe because in our prideful indulgence in seeing how the Spirit makes me special through the Spirit's graces. I can work miracles. I can intercede for missionaries all night long and not fall asleep. I can give half my income to charity. Maybe in doing all that, we forget the Spirit is also at work in us, not just to produce gifts, but to produce fruit. We're supposed to become more patient, We're supposed to become more kind. We're supposed to become less envious. We're supposed to become more genuine in our celebration with others for how Jesus is at work in their lives. Not only are we to grow in our effectiveness for spreading and bringing the good news of Christ to bear, we are to grow in our holiness of character as living examples of what the good news can do in a heart that has fallen in love with Jesus. The gift of the Spirit is a gift to help us love. It's love that's expressed in action to others for the common good, as Paul writes, and the numerous graces that the apostle gives as examples in our passage from Corinthians today. And it's a love that makes us more lovable by shaping our characters as we seek to please the Lord with increased holiness as an expression of love for who He is and all that He's done for us. Maybe that's why the lives of holy men and women inspire us so. We look back on how God took ordinary sinners and transformed them by the Spirit. Ideally, we've met people personally whose Spirit-filled lives have stirred our hearts. We can be inspired by stories from the lives of saints of yore, maybe a Saint Bartholomew or a Saint Francis of Assisi. We can read the works of favorite Christian authors or participate in old, thriving institutions of those lesser known but equally active and valuable holy men and women. Or we can recall the faithfulness of believing parents, former Sunday school teachers, fellow parishioners currently alongside of you this morning, or one of those beloved faithful who are in God's presence now, yet whose presence is still very palpable in our memories and in their legacy to us. As we take time to gratefully consider how God has used so many people to spur us in our faith, if we look closely, we'll notice a common thread: the activity of the same Holy Spirit in and through them that brought Jesus back from the dead. We are given a priceless gift, the presence of God's Spirit living and working in us. This is the Spirit who lets us know what's on the Father's mind. This is the Spirit who brings the work of Jesus from 2,000 years ago into our lives and applying it today. This is the Spirit who binds us together in one body, one family, in the waters of baptism, and multiplies the grace of Christ in our lives when we offer our faith even as small as a grain of mustard seed. So let's not get caught up in games of spiritual jealousy, nor let us forget that the Spirit not only does amazing things outside to point us to Jesus, but is forming us into new creations inside us through the process of sanctification. Perhaps if we take time to reflect today on those stories of how the Spirit works in the lives of others, past and present, maybe then we can better appreciate the wonderful, singular gift of the Spirit within us and simply open ourselves for God to use us however He sees fit with humility. Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven and earth is named, grant us to be strengthened with might by His Holy Spirit, that Christ, dwelling in our hearts by faith, may be filled with all the fullness of God. Amen.